let's shift gears for a moment, Sewell Chan, and talk about the China story this week, which really had an extraordinary impact on the market. There was a big sell-off early this week on the market because China raised its interest rate unexpectedly. Then there was the growth figure yesterday out of China, which we, of course, would dream of, 9-point-something percent, but is relatively slow for what China needs to do to keep its engine going. What do you make of the impact of small statistical blips in China having big impacts in Europe and on U.S. markets?
Sure. Well, I think it's a reflection of how much you know, the Chinese economy has become really a major player on the world stage. It's a little bit different than when the United States economy does badly, as it has been for the last almost 3 years now, because the U.S. economy serves in the world as a big market, right? We buy the rest of the world's products. We're inherently kind of a debtor nation, at least we were, and we help support demand around the world. With China, it's a little bit different. Their consumer market is so underdeveloped. They're really an export power. So, but what's happening is when their economy slows down a little bit, it really affects the flow of capital because so much money from around the world has been rushing into China, away from rich countries like the U.S. and Europe and Japan and Canada, where growth is fairly sluggish and where interest rates are fairly low. You know, investors are seeking from these countries seek higher demand on their money, and they bring their capital to big emerging economies that are rapidly growing, like Brazil, Indonesia, India, China.
Would you say that China constitutes, along with some of the other countries you mentioned, a kind of OPEC of money and capital?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a cartel like OPEC was, but
influential.
You have a lot of money flowing around the world, if that's right. And so when China slows down, you know, I think people get really, really nervous because it means that we're hoping that the countries of Asia and Latin America that are growing the most quickly will lead the West, Europe, the U.S. and Japan and Canada out of recovery, you know, out of recession and fully into a stronger recovery. And so when the leaders are lagging, then there's nervousness.
So whether women lead the U.S. out of recession or the emerging markets lead the world out of recession, small blips in places like Brazil and China produce big, big ripples here in the United States. Sewell Chan, reporter for The New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.